Blog Talk Radio.
Your goodness,
your
mercy, and your kindness
toward
me. Your love is so amazing, it brings me to my knees. Oh,
I'm
Tell me your declaration, Lord, it's going to be forever. I'm going to love you forever. Brothers and sisters, when you think about how good God has been to us and how he's gotten us out of situation time and time again, you showed it. You should be declaring that, Lord, it's forever. I'm going to love you forever. My ass up. Hallelujah. I just get excited, man, when I think about how God has blessed me and how he's given to us the word of reconciliation. Hallelujah. I just thank him. I just want to thank him for the all. I think Marvin Sepp said, I want to thank you for everything. You're good, you're bad, you're ugly. We just got to come to a place of being thankful. Hallelujah. He's been just that good to us.
I just want to say, thank you.
Okay, Lord, I thank you for the good, the bad, the ugly. I thank you for my tears. Those are the things that shape you as a person of God, because you learn to appreciate that all these things work together for your good. God kept you out of harm's way. A lot of times we don't realize, well, why didn't I go there? And why did that happen to me? See, when you learn to thank him for all of it, and it all come together like, man, if the Lord hadn't did that for me then, where would I have been? What would I have been doing? What could have happened to me? Sometimes God allow us to be delayed for certain things. Other people want answers. Don't worry about them. You know it was God that was hindering that process or that progress, because he had something else for you. See, God always got the better for you. Just believe that, brothers and sisters. Just believe that. I went to get this. It's sort of like a staple. I went to get this staple. I'm going to tell you this and we'll get into the lesson. But the gun, the staple gun, the guy was going to tell me like $45. Well, and I was ready to go because they run like $125, $130, $40 up. So but the guy wasn't there. So then when I did catch up with him, oh man, I sold that. So my mind said, well, you know, you should have came on back. No, I walked on. And lo and behold, Lord said, stop right there. I stopped right there. And the guy had this thing I was looking for. The stapler I was looking for. The nail gun I was looking for combined. He had it. And he had it for $25. Well, I was going to go pay $40, happy to pay $45. God just saved me another $20. So sometimes, brothers and sisters, you have to know that all things are working together for your good. So start looking to the bright side of things. How God doing things for you. How he's making it happen for you. I thank each and every one of you all for joining. Know that you are the apple of your father's eye. You are that special person. I'm just led this morning to let you know what God think of you. God thinks so much of you, yourself can't even receive what God think of you. He said over in 1 Peter 2:25, I've already healed you. Now, if you think that just 1 Peter 2:25 was just talking about the physical, you barely mistaken. He said, I've healed you spiritually. I've healed you mentally. That there's some things you've been through that, hey, somebody else wouldn't have survived. But God let you survive. That should mean something to you. God let you survive that. Other people probably wouldn't have never made it. But that was what God was doing for you. He was working it for you. No reason he have declared that we're his sons and his daughters. We have to declare that for ourselves. I think I just really love Ephesians 2:10. That had become one of my favorite scriptures I love to go to now. Because God said, now you're my workmanship. You're my masterpiece. I said, me? God said, yeah, you are my masterpiece. See, you have to understand what Marvin Sapp was saying. I thank him for the good, the bad, and the ugly, because it was God making and shaping and molding us into what he wanted us to be. We just got to come up to the plate, brothers and sisters, and accept the call, accept what he put on us. Because he see us in his image. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 3:18 that we're being changed into his image, not outwardly, but inwardly. And so when we can see that in the spirit of God, when we can see that it's not the outside, but he's changing us on the inside. That's why I had to play that song again by Marvin Sapp, because it's so powerful. God, you just got to be thankful, man. You got to be thankful for it all. That's what he said. You got to be thankful for it all. Not just your part, but be thankful for it all. The part that looks good, be thankful for. The part that don't look good. Oh, I already know it ain't easy. I get it. I get it. Well, Pastor, you don't understand my situation. You don't understand how I see it. Doesn't matter. Let's see it like God see it. How about that one, huh? Let's start seeing things like God see it. We're going to get into the review. But, man, we ought to be so thankful that God have reconciled us. And that wasn't the important part. The important part, after he reconciled us, he turned around and gave us this ministry. It's called the Ministry of Reconciliation. That's what we've been talking about pretty much all week. But then the Bible says that he went on and he made us citizens. Man, do you know what it requires to be a citizen? Huh? I mean, all you have to do is look at the news. Look at these people that would love to be citizens in the United States. They just left everything and they hit the border. All they got is on their back. They just want to be a citizen over here. Because they know over here, if you're a citizen, you have rights to everything. You ain't got to worry about war. You can get your job. You can feed your family. You can grow whatever you want to grow. All you got to do is work. I mean, to be a citizen over here. How about being a citizen in God's kingdom? But that ought to just bless your heart right there to know that I'm a citizen. Oh, I read that. It's over there in Philippians 3:20. See, the word of God has to become personal. It's good to see what other folks say and this, that, and the third. But brothers and sisters, the word of God become awesome. It becomes awesome when you see it personally, when you can make it personal. Instead of saying a citizen of heaven and seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. No, you have to make it personal. Say, I am. And you have to confess that. That ought to be one of your confessions, things you confess every day. If you don't have a confession sheet, let me know. I'll give you one. I've been giving them out for 15 years or longer. We need to confess what the word say we are. Let's stop confessing what we say we are. And let's confess what the word say we are. Yeah. Text me. Email me. I'll send you one. I'll send you one. Because I want you to know what the word say about you. Because we hear enough about what the world say about us. Since we are new citizens now and we're a new creation, we need to know about this new plan of God. Because, you know, we're lively stones now, and we're being built up as spiritual house. This is a spiritual house we're building up, not a house of mortar and clay and bricks and mortar. No, no, no. We're building up a spiritual house. You know why? Because God sees you as a chosen race. Chosen. We hit on that a little bit Friday, and we'll get back on it a little bit of today as well. But you have to begin somewhere. How about the Word of God? How about stop cheating yourself out of what God called you? How about, let's say what he say. He say you are overcome. You already know you are not, but it's okay. It's okay. He says you are. So if he say you're beautiful, just look at it like this. How many women, and I want y'all to be honest with you, how many women, after your old man, your husband, your lover, your bestie, your friend, whatever you want to call it, your man tell you, boy, you sure look good. You're going to say, nah, I'm ugly. You're not going to do that. Don't tell me that. I know you're not. If anything, you're going to say thank you. You're going to say, I appreciate it. I know some of y'all probably don't listen to, but Mary J. Blige, she made a song one time. I mean, sometimes you got to look in the mirror, man, and start thinking, you know, for you. Sometimes you got to look in the mirror and see the good in you. I guess that's what another reason I like Marvin Sapp, because he always talking about, you know what? I know what God saw in me, but let me see if I see that in me. And he saw what God saw. See, man saw the bad, but Marvin said God saw the good. He saw it. And I like to add to that and say he sees it. God sees the best in you. He knows what's best in you. You don't see all those talents and all those. But once he adds his grace to you, then you become something totally different. And he can see it. He can see once mercy hit you, he can see you something different. Once grace hits you, he sees you something different. Once the love of God takes over your life, he sees you as something different. Trust me. He sees you as something different. But we have to affirm that. You have to affirm that you're walking in the Spirit. You have to confess that. That's Galatians 5:16-17. You have to declare that you're walking in the Spirit as he is in the Spirit. You have to declare Matthew 5:14 that you are the light of the world. You have to say that and say it out loud. Don't be afraid. See, perfect love casts out all fear. The last thing the devil wants you to do is start talking about you're a new creation, because he's wondering how that happened, because he know he's not. He wonder how you able to do this. He get jealous. You know, there's a jealous spirit in the world. But don't you go around here shining like new money. Some people won't know how you got there. Some people won't know, well, why you able to do this and they're not. They won't know, how can she drive in a car like that? I work the same place she worked. How come she driving a brand new car? See, people are jealous like that. They don't care about how you got there. They want to know how you got there without them being there. So that's how Satan worked in your mind, see? You smiling. You ain't going through a bunch of changes, pieces in your household. And for wondering why you got peace. Why you ain't all been out of shape like they are. Why you ain't going through hard times like, for wonder. You may not believe that. They may not told you that. But you got some haters. But we're not worrying about our haters. Let's not forget, brothers and sisters, we've learned Philippians 4:11. It says, in whatsoever state I am, I've learned to be content. See, so you're content in the Lord. You know why you're content? I'm glad you asked. Because you know that you're secured in God's stuff. I mean, it ain't like you have have to worry. You're secured in the things of God. You know, you're blessed in the things of God. While everybody else is wondering, you're not wondering because you already know who you are in Christ. See, that's the key right there. When you know what the Word of God say you are, and you ain't finna let folks' conversation, whatever they talking about, bother you, you ain't finna let that become your headliner. You ain't worried about that. Listen, my sisters. The Bible says over in Romans 8. I just love all God's word. I don't know. I'm trying to pick out where I can't pick out one over the other. I just love it all. But I got the thing about Romans 8 and 38. Well, I'm back up to 37 because in 38 is what I was thinking about. For I'm persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. See, this love that we're talking about is in Christ. This man that made a conscious decision that, hey, it ain't finna happen. I don't care how bad things get. It ain't finna separate me from the love of God. I don't care if it didn't work out the way I thought it should. It ain't finna separate me from the love of God. I mean, you gotta see this thing, man. You gotta hear it. You gotta hear it with your voice. You got to hear it with your ears. You got to hear it. Any kind of way you can hear this, you need to hear it. Because you have the victory. You know you have the victory. So that's what he's saying. Yet in all of these things, and the things he was talking about, is what you go through. That's what he was talking about. You know, a lot of times you go through different things in life. And you may ask a question, should tribulation separate me? Nope. If I go to jail, is that going to separate me? Nope. Suppose I get stressed out. Is that going to stop me from loving God, from doing what the will of God say I'm to do? Nope. Well, if I became homeless, the nakedness? Nope. Well, how about the sword? Suppose they tell me, hey, you know what? If you keep on preaching that kind of gospel, you're going to die. Oh, well, it ain't going to separate me. You know why? Because I'm killed all the day long. You know the Bible said we're counted as sheep before a slaughter? Yeah. But he says, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that love us. So that's why I'm not about to let any of this stuff separate me from the love of God. Doesn't matter if an angel come today and told me to stop. Nope, it ain't happening. I'm going to keep on praising him. I'm going to be like Evangelist Renee. You know, sometimes she look at her foot and she, oh, it don't matter. God healing me. She keep on keeping on because she know at the end what it's going to bring. And then she'll get up and testify the same thing. Should get up and tell people that. I was talking to Evangelist Sharon, and we were talking about, you know, how you go through things, but you don't let that stop you from praising God. Somebody said a setback is just a get back to get where you need to be at. Well, it may be all of that, but I know one thing. I'm persuaded that none of this, not even death, that not even life itself. Look how pleasant life is. I'm not going to allow that to separate me from the love of God that I find in Christ. See, unless you get in Christ, you won't know what I'm talking about. You know, unless you get in Christ, any kind of principalities will separate you. Any kind of negativity. But once you're in Christ, you know, hey, none of this stuff going to separate me. Not even the power of darkness. Not even things present nor things to come is going to be able to separate me from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. See, that's where God's love is at. That's a secret right there for somebody. The love of God is in Christ Jesus. So you gotta be secured with that, okay? You have to be secured with that. Because, see, when you're free in your spirit, you've been released from the bondage stuff. And you're free to acknowledge everything God say and obey everything he say. But, see, as long as those negative spirits is around you, it's going to challenge everything the Word of God say. It's going to question everything the Word of God say. So you have to bind that up and cast that down. You have to. You have to know Psalms 91 is a reality, that you're protected by God's angels. And let me tell you this, God is your refuge anyway. I said God is your refuge anyway. So you know, you don't have to fear about what man can do or what folks say. You know, stop trying to appease people. That's a no-no right there. Because, see, you got the Holy Spirit who's guaranteed to plead your case. He's guaranteed to offer God's inheritance for you to the Father. Guaranteed. I read that over in Ephesians 1, 13 through 14. Somebody might want to check behind me. Oh, I got receipts, brothers and sisters. See, when you know that Ephesians 2, 6 is a reality, well, what is that, Pastor? I'm glad you asked. You've been sealed. You know how you put the cap on something and you lock it down? I don't know if y'all did any canning or not, but when you have locked it down, the Spirit of God have locked you down. You're sealed with his promise. See, that's the kind of stuff you have to confess. You have to say, hey, I'm sealed. I'm airtight. I go years and years and years. I'm airtight to Christ come. I'm sealed. That's what that means. See, once something been sealed, it's good. I mean, sure enough, sealed. I mean, I know folks used to can stuff, and once they seal it, I mean, you can go back 10 years, and it'd be just as fresh as it was the day that they put it in there. Now, anybody know anything about canning, you know I just told you a good truth. Well, that because it was sealed. It's the same thing with the Word of God, man. You seal. That's what the Bible said. That nature of God, remember over there in 2 Peter 1 and 4, you become a partaker of the divine nature. When you get that divine nature, that eternal nature in you, and you recognize that, you're sealed. You're sealed until the redemption. That's what you are. You're sealed. Doesn't matter what people say. You're sealed. You're sealed. And I just love to know that things of God, then the Word of God, and man can't take it away. When you know you're his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, not by religion now. Remember, we were created for a good work. For good work. That's what we was created for, a good work. And then be secured in that. Have confidence in that. That you are overcomer because greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Just don't let 1 John 4:4 be a bunch of words. Let it become a reality. That yes, I'm an overcomer. Because the Word of God says that. And my faith, my trust is in the Word of God. That's what I'm trusting. I don't have anything else to hold on to. I'm sorry. That's where I am. I'm trusting the Word of God. So if the Word of God is wrong, everything is wrong. Preach, preacher. If the Word is wrong, then everything is wrong. There is no sun. There is no moon. If the word of God is wrong, then life is wrong. If the word of God is wrong, there is no fairness nowhere. You have to trust the word of God. No reason, Evangelist Sharon said on the other day about Psalms, I think it was Proverbs 3 and 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart. You ain't nobody else for me to trust. I don't have anything else to trust. I can't even trust the own government that I'm under. I don't have those luxuries. I can't even trust the bank. You can't trust the bank to put your own money in. Now, you might think you can. You just ain't ran into one of those situations. They've been crossing you. They made Wells Fargo pay all that money back where they were cheating folks. And they had some watchdogs. Yeah, they were cheating people. People didn't even know they were being cheated. That's how slick they are. Can't trust them. But sis, I'm telling you like it is. I got to trust what the word of God say. So if the word of God say I've been risen and seated with Christ in heavenly places in Ephesians 2:6, I'm going with it. I'm buying it. I don't care if I feel it. Don't care if I understand it. I just know he done said it, and that's good enough for me. We just got to come to a place of agreement. If the body of Christ right now would just stop all this foolishness and say, you know what? I'm going to start agreeing with the word of God. Yeah. You know, as many as receive him, I read that. I read that over there in, I want to say it's in St. John. Matter of fact, when I think about it, then I'm going to go over there. He says, as many as receive him. Not everybody. And then I like the word of God use another word. Sometimes I have to pay attention. It says, but. Because he came to his own and his own receiving him now. See, God will come to people right now and people don't even know it's God and they won't receive him. He'll come to him and they'll say, oh, Lord, bless me with this. And God will bless you with it. And he'll come to you and tell you to surrender. And you won't surrender because you don't know who he is. But I'm here to tell you, brother and sister, the Bible says, but as many as receive him, to them, not everybody, just the receiver. Woo, somebody's going to get a word right now. If you'll receive him right now, just tell God, God, I'm receiving you right now. I want all of you. I want all what you got for me. Just receive it. Lord, I'm accepting you the way you come to me. You accepting me the way I am? I'm accepting the way you are. I can't see you through the optical nerve, but I know you're helping me. I know you've been there for me. You've been there when I didn't know you were there. But just receive him. Lord, I'm receiving your spirit right now. And then say it out loud. Because the devil, he's so slick, he want to try to slip in there. And getting you before God, but just declare it before the heavens and before the earth. Let it all, everybody know. Lord, I'm receiving your spirit. Because the Bible says, as many as receive him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Now, these folks I'm talking about, they weren't born of blood or the will of the flesh. No, these folks were born by the word of God. Man had nothing to do this with this. But as many as receive him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God. It's the word power here in the Greek, it means dynamo, which is in the English is dynamite. It blows up stuff. It's powerful. That's the kind of power that God's going to give us. Power to, yeah, be an overcomer. Because it's in his word. See, as long as you are in the word of God, like I told you, when you're in the word and then the word is in you, that means you're in God and God is in you. So how can you not accept Christ? So, the love of God is in Christ, man. That's where it says. God's love is in Christ. So if you don't get in Christ, you don't get this. No ifs, ands, buts, or buts. You don't get it. The only way you can get this, I take you right back to Romans 8 and show you, man. I can show it to you over there in Romans 8. See? 8:28. 38. Excuse me. It's in there. It's in there. It's in there. And, let's remember, and then we'll just open it up. Anybody have anything they want to say, get ready to press one. But I want you to remember who you are according to the word, not according to how you feel, how you think, and especially not according to what people see you. Because some folks, they'll never, ever see you any different. They're going to always see you in the flesh. They'll never see you in the spirit. Because they're only in the flesh. See, flesh sees flesh. Spirit sees spirit. So as long as they're in the flesh, that's the only way they're going to ever see you. So if you grew up with them playing marble, as far as they're concerned, all you is going to be a marble player. If you grew up with them playing tea sets with house and dogs, it's gonna be hard to break that thing. That's all the way they're gonna ever see. And then they're gonna recall themselves, remind themselves that y'all used to play in the sand and y'all used to play with dolls and tea sets and da da da. See that's how they gonna. No, people have to see you like Christ see you. And there's several things you can do about that. That goes back to Colossians. I'm going to say this because when you put on the stuff that God say to put on, when you put on what he say to put on, listen, brothers and sisters, you won't go wrong. If you're put on, I think it was Colossians. Let me go ahead and find this. It was Colossians 3:12. We won't go through all of it today. We may finish it up tomorrow. But if you'll be risen with Christ, let's look at it like that. If you'll believe, if you'll receive, and if you'll be risen with Christ, and if you'll put on, therefore, as the elect of God, which you are chosen, that's what elect, you've been chosen of God. If you'll put on holy and beloved, bowels of mercy. Remember, we talked about bowels, and I told you I had to get my expert. Well, she pretty much showed up and told me what it was. You know, it's like we don't have to get into the bowels, because if we get into that and the colons and all these different parts of the system there, that ain't what I'm trying to teach. I'm not trying to teach anything from a medical perspective. So let me go ahead on. I was trying to show you when God talk about having bowels, how long, how much of it. It's just kind of almost like endless. That's what the word signifies. Even though your small and your large intestine is at least 15 feet in length, and the small intestine measure anywhere from 9 to 16 feet. But when you put all that together, listen, brothers and sisters, and one research I did, you could have 30 feet of nothing but bowels when you get stretched out, all from your stomach and all that good stuff. It's just a lot of it. So that's all I want you to understand, that bowels of mercy. It's just a lot of mercy. Have a lot of mercy. Have God kind of mercy. It's everlasting. God kind of mercy is everlasting. And I'm going to get into all of this. But have God kind of kindness. Have God kind of humbleness. And we may just start that off tomorrow, teaching on that. But have God's mind. Have God meekness. Have God long-suffering. And let me tell you what long-suffering is. I don't know how many of y'all really know what long-suffering is. But I ask God, Lord, how long is long-suffering? How long? That movie said not long. But how long? I need to know, Lord, how long is long-suffering? The Lord told me till the suffering is over. That's how long it is. So long-suffering is till the suffering is over. But anyway, we just need to confess what the Word of God say we are, who we are, and start walking in that, walking those things of the Lord, okay? And now, anybody have any comments? Press 1, okay? Okay, we got Pastor, and we got Evangelist Williams, and we got, whoever this is, okay. All right, the floor is open. Anybody have anything they want to share?
Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Such a great lesson, Pastor. Amen. I like 2 Corinthians. I mean, Colossians chapter 2 also, where it tells us in that verses 6 and 7, it says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Amen. Then over there in the New Living Translation, it says, and now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. Let your roots grow down into him, and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. Amen. So I'm so thankful for the Word of God. Amen. Okay. As I yield myself to him. Amen.
Yes.
And
yes.
Allow him to be in me. So it helps me to walk according to the Word of God as I follow Christ. Amen. And then you were sharing in the third chapter. It says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Uh-huh. And then that second verse, it set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth.
Say that.
So that's letting us know right there. We have to be in the Word so we know what to set our affections on. And that New Living Translation says, since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sight on the reality of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not of the things of earth. And this is the reason why, for you died to this life, and your new life is hidden with Christ in God. So we got to die out of self so we can have that new life in Christ. I think you also brought out verse 12, where it tells us to put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. And that from the New Living, it says, since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy. Thank you, Lord. Tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Amen. Amen. So I just thank God for his word. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Anything in the words you want to share? Anything you got this week you want to share? This is our review. Our review. Not mine. It's all of ours.
Amen.
My brother used to say us's, and my mama said us's. He said, it's Weezes. She said, Weezes, where's Isis? But anyway, this is our brothers and sisters, all of us. Amen. However you want to say it, it's all of ours. This belongs to all of us,
Amen.
This review. So please feel free to share. Remember the word of God says, who bear the record of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Amen.
So be a blessing to somebody. Be a blessing to somebody. Let somebody know. It's good if you can let them know what the world is saying about you.
Amen.
It's also good to let them know what, you know, your testimony. And I tell people this all the time. I don't know, some of them get some of them. But the testimony, it's beyond your test. Now, it is not just what you've been through. It's what God has brought you through based on his word. So that's become your testimony. It was what you did, how you live. Sort of like the testimony of Jesus Christ. But when you give him the testimony of his life, you testifying to things that you knew what the word of God said about it.
Yeah.
Hmm. You didn't see that one coming, did you? Yeah.
Nope.
So your testimony is what the word of God says about you. That's what it is. The word of God says you heal. So guess what? You happen to agree with that and say, yes, I am healed.
Amen.
See, as long as the devil can keep your mouth, he'll keep your salvation. He'll keep everything. He'll keep your testimony. He'll keep you from being delivered. I read in, I don't know what translation that was, but I read in Colossians 1 and 13. And there again, this is our, I'll hush, see if anybody else have anything they want to share. Anybody, just press 1. Hallelujah.
You said Colossians
1:13? Yeah, well, I was just going to wait and see if anybody else had anything else to say. I was going to share Colossians 1:13. I like 13 and 14, but 13 was what I was referenced to. See, when you know God have delivered you from the power of darkness, you got to know what darkness is. And then you know, hey, it was God. And even if you don't see it, you go on and confess it. You confess it because that's what the word of God says. The word of God say these things about you. So you start agreeing with the word of God and watch changes start coming. That's what I was talking about in Colossians. I was going to say, but I'm trying to see if anybody else have anything to say before I share this. Anybody have anything they want to share, press 1, and you're in. Anyone? Because trust me, which all y'all know by now, I got so many testimonies. But in Colossians 1, okay, anybody have anything they want to share? Anybody? Hallelujah. But it says, going once, going twice, gone. It says, who have delivered us, that's all of us, from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Listen, brothers and sisters, we've been delivered.
Thank
you. You know why? Because we got redemption working through us, through his blood. Even the forgiveness of sin in there.
Mm-hmm.
God has given us redemption. So therefore, we just have to start agreeing with the word of God. Lord, I'm part of I'm part of the inheritance. I'm part of your world now. I'm in your world, Lord. I'm out of that world. I'm in your world now. So I have been delivered from the power of darkness. Now, what the power of darkness is anything that's not light. Anything that you know that's not of God, you've been delivered from. Even if you haven't gone and confessed it. And the more you confess it, the more of a reality it will become.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You got to start confessing it sometime. That's how you get free. That's how you get free. Anyone else?
Pastor, I have to read that from the New Living Translation. Colossians 1:13. It says, "For he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear son." Amen.
Yeah, we've already did it. All we got to do, see, once you start agreeing with what the word says, that's when this stuff become a reality. That's when it become a truth.
Yeah.
You can be the biggest liar in town. So, Lord, deliver my tongue. I want to speak another lie. Because that's a real dark area. Because a lot of people think they'll put what they feel over the word of God. But God said, I'll deliver you from that. I have already. All we got to do is just start agreeing with the word of God. Lord, thank you for not lying anymore. I don't lie anymore. I only speak the truth. I don't care who it hurt or what it hurt. Lord, I speak the truth. And if that's the thing you need to be delivered from, start speaking. Say, hey, no ill stuff, no corrupt communication going to proceed out of my mouth. Now, nothing that's not God coming out of my mouth. Whatever it is that you might need deliverance from, I always say the power of darkness. If you'll just confess it, God will, even guilt. You know, God will release you from guilt. I used to have a thing where I felt guilty. I can far less care about what folks think of me. I know what God has promised me. I know the blessings of God, so that's where I live at. And that's what he wants all of us to do, is in that place. Is that we'll confess what the word of God says every time, every situation.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Let the sick say they will.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you got to speak it. Got to say it.
Amen.
I'd say it anyway. If it ain't one word. Because see, one thing I learned, if Satan can keep your tongue, he'll keep your salvation. If he keeps your tongue, he'll keep your deliverance. So, the victory is already yours. God already done declared it.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Only time I'm quiet is when God's speaking. Other than that, I'm speaking. I'm saying what God say.
Amen. Praise God.
See, Well, I'm done. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Yeah, the decision we make now can shape our life tomorrow. You make the decision that I'm gonna speak. Hey, that'll be very important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you all so much for joining us, and we'll see you all tomorrow for the Word at Noon.